views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Yeah. Jennifer Marcinelli and me, I'm Dr. Pat. We get to hang out and do this great show together. You know, look it, this is the Burn Bright Today show. And there's a reason it is. One of the things that you're going to hear about the show today, especially what we're talking about, is it's fascinating why we talk about some of the things we talk about. And I will tell you that for me, I think about my life experience. You're going to hear from Jennifer, who is fantastic, how to heal and release the grief in your emotional basket case. But this is her life. This is what she does. Radio, television. She's a business owner, nurse, speaker, fabulous book coming out, all of the above. But here's what we know. When you are ready to help others shine bright like a diamond, live bright like a diamond, then get ready for burning bright every day in your life, regardless of what shows up. You know, somebody that creates a platform like that knows what it's like to also not burn so bright, because that's why she and I do what we do. We know what it's like to be in contrast to these things. Today's show, one of the most important shows we can look at. If you are looking at where you are in your grief, whatever that is, no judgment. Grief has no boundaries, has no borders. We don't tell you what that is, but today you're going to get some help. Jennifer, it's great to have you. Great, great show today, boy. Woo.
Hey there, and hello from Houston. Always a pleasure.
Look, many, many versions of emotion. Many that we don't know about, many that we don't get hit with right away. You know, I think about what it was like for me at a very young age to lose my mom and then to be homeless. But the one that really got me was losing my job with the phone company after 24 and a half years. And what happened to me with that was I so went into action. I went back to school, then I went to more school, then I studied downsizing. And it took me a decade, right? You ready for this? Interviewing 1,200 people and hearing their story. Took me a decade for when that was all done. And I finally stopped long enough to realize how much grief I was personally in and how I felt. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is what happens. It doesn't have to be quite that big. It doesn't have to be something where you lose your job or a loved one, or in my case, what it felt like to be homeless. Grief is grief, and it's not here to help us except to reveal a personal point of growth. What do you think? What do you think? Could you tell us about what grief and emotions have done for you and shaping your life?
Yeah, so I have a little different perspective on grief. I believe that grief is extremely important for our growth. And it's one of the greatest tools that we have to help us move forward in our life and for our spiritual unfoldment. And so let's talk a little bit about what grief by definition is. And you brought up some fabulous points. We have loved ones who pass away suddenly, parents, children. We have people who have expecting their first child and are shocked with a stillbirth, massive grief. But grief is also, exactly to your point, many different things. By definition, grief is anything that we've lost that will no longer be. It will never be. It could even be something we've had, we won't have any longer, a relationship or marriage or a relationship of some type or a loss of a job. But it could also be something that we thought would work out in a different way and it didn't. And we sometimes need time to grieve what never happened or didn't go the way that we feel it should have gone. And that is actually the precipitating event that happened to me personally in corporate America that led me to my health crisis. It was not the death of a family member. It was not the death of my dog Bullet, which I talk about in another story. It was the loss of something that I was hired to do, change that I was paid and instituted to drive, that we couldn't get through in the way that I thought that it was supposed to come through. And I had to grieve the loss of that. And it was huge. And it's taken me actually years because there were other things built into it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is why I was so excited to do this show with you. Because a lot of times, Jennifer, and let's talk about this if we could. A lot of times when we pick up literature, let's say, on grief, right? There's the exaggerated version of grief. Yeah. Right? That it has to be this, 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 or this. And I think it's hard for us to tell another person what their grief is, right? Or what their grief should be. But let's talk about this for a minute and the relationship between grief and emotions, mm-hmm. because the emotions are also so absolutely underplayed in how we look at ourselves and our healing journey, right?
Right.
So what is the body then?
So when we talk about the energetic anatomy, okay, we have subtle bodies. We have the physical body, the super physical body, the emotional body, the causal or memory body, mental body, intuitive body, and beyond that, our spirituality, okay? So if we look at just the emotional body itself, it presents itself in the aura about a couple of feet out, okay? It can be quite large, but it's designed to do many things. It's actually a very important part of our being, and it serves a huge purpose. And it not only creates our emotions, but our emotions are stored there, our emotions are felt there, and the emotional body interacts with all of the other bodies as well. So when the emotional body is correctly structured, and when it is nourished, and when it has the frequencies of light and sound that it needs to be able to function properly, we can have a wide variety of emotions to have at our disposal to use as tools. But when the emotional body becomes depleted or injured or even damaged, our emotions can they run awry because they don't have the correct programming. And that needs to take a lot of care. The emotional body is not tied to our two strands of DNA. It's tied to our third strand of DNA. So I mean, spoiler alert, okay, we'll talk a little bit about it in my book that's coming up. But when you go back and you review Watson and Crick's earlier research, I found that they knew early on in their research there was a third strand of DNA. They couldn't make the math work, so they went with the two. So all of this, I think, is fundamental information to help us understand that our emotions come from a different place. They don't come from our mind, contrary to popular belief. They come from the emotional body, and they serve a very important purpose for who we are and how we work with others in our everyday life.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to ask you about and talk with you about is, you know, you are out in the world. You're a master at this. You're helping us understand what burnout is, what it really means. And I actually think, and perhaps you could talk about this for a minute, is where do you see us in this country? Let's just focus on our country. Where are we in the range or the scale about how well are we doing with emotional baggage? I mean, do you have a sense of it? I know this is your life. I know you spend a lot of time in organizations and individuals, yeah. But you have to have a sense, right, of how heavy the luggage is we're carrying. Yes. So that if we were at an airport, we'd probably have to pay $200 in overweight luggage fees.
Yes, yes. I vote that we move down to a cosmetic case when we travel. So you're right. It's very heavily overburdened. And there's many reasons that our emotional baggage has become so overstuffed and so overweight. We're carrying around trunk cases of emotional baggage. And I think there's various reasons for that. Number that I see, especially in my practice, is number one, the media today has been, in my opinion, very irresponsible with their reporting. It's done by pulling from your emotions to get you to do or buy or think a certain thing in a certain direction. And that is historically done by pulling on your emotions one way or another. So we're getting it from all directions in the media. Okay. We have to be very, very discerning what we watch, what we listen to, and what we hear. Even in our music, pulls the emotions one way or another to get you to connect with the artist or what have you. There could be very important reasons to do that, but we're talking about the baggage that it creates. And then in our relationships at work, unfortunately, with the style of leadership that we've had in corporate America, which is now under this big transformative change over the next coming years, is, you know, corporations have had leadership that are top-down approaches where they are tyrannical and they rule by even fear over expectations. They pull on those strong emotions to get their employees to do a certain things to meet like unrealistic goals. So this is just a part of the picture that I'm seeing. Then, and it all ties down and our emotional body gets extremely congested and that baggage gets ridiculously heavy. So heavy, we can hardly carry it or unpack it. You know, right? How do you unpack? How do you even know where to start to unpack emotional baggage that's hitting you from 360 degrees?
You know, I think that what you're talking about and shining this light of awareness on this, you know, everybody wants to point to the symptoms. Let's talk about a few symptoms, just for fun. Mm-hmm. The rise in the level of autoimmune disease in this country is unprecedented. Yes. So let's talk about what that means. That means your immune system attacks itself.
Yeah.
And for most of these categorizations, we can't figure out why, right? It's like, and this is my healing journey. You go down the path. I was pretty much in every autoimmune bucket you could think about. And the only question I kept asking was, well, if my immune system is attacking itself, why? What's in there? Like, is there a thing? How important is it for us in the work that you do and what you're looking at? How important is it for us to literally get at what the weight of that emotional baggage is and the heaviest that we carry? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we want to talk about what is the heaviest baggage we will ever carry? And then what? Stay tuned, everybody. Jennifer Marcinelli is in the house. We are talking with you today, how to heal and release the grief in your emotional basket case. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
What are the Planet Pods and Planet Filter self-care alchemy essences? Our high vibrational essential oils and body butter contain living energies of specialty herbs and essential oils. All our products are created using the energies of nature. Made from flowers and herbs, each blend is then programmed using crystals, sound, color, sacred geometry, and other energies found in nature. Our products have a delicate aroma, and more importantly, they contain the vibrational signature of plants and other energy points for optimal healing. Check out planetapothecary.shop to add these to your family's self-care and well-being.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be here with Jennifer Marcinelli. Jennifer, before we really, dive deep into looking at unresolved grief, how can people find out more about you? How can they find out what you're up to, what you offer, and how to get some help?
Oh, thank you. Please, I warmly invite everyone to head on over to my website, which is burnbrighttoday.com. You'll see my full website, what I do, what type of practice that I have. You'll see the blog, and there's lots of videos, TV interviews, media appearances for you to take a look at. So head on over. I'd love to have you.
Thank you. Okay. This is really peeling back the layers here today in the show, because there are layers. There are aspects of grief that we know. There are aspects of grief that we don't know. But I think there's one thing that I've learned over time for myself is that I believe grief is.
Looks like, hey, Pat, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You kind of froze up just a minute. Can you repeat what you said, please?
Yes. Thank you, Benny.
Thank you.
So one of the things they're looking at here is grief as one of the most misunderstood, I think, aspects of humanity. I don't think we understand what it is. So therefore, I don't think we understand what to do with this. Tell us what that is.
So the heaviest baggage that we will ever carry is unresolved grief. And that can be anything that has happened to us in this lifetime or any past lifetime. Of something that is a loss that will never be again today. And there's a process for determining what grief is, what it feels like, how to recognize it, and then what to do about it so you can sit down and actually go through the grieving process, which is so much more than just your average grief counseling or even the in-depth grief counseling. Right? There's energetic things that we have to do to resolve our grief. Because let's face it, what I know to be true personally and across the board in my practice, there's a reason that I have an entire grief recovery package. And for serious cases, those packages go for a year, is that we have to peel back the layers of the emotional body, the karmic or causal or mental body, memory body, the mental body and intuition, and clear the emotions and the energetic frequencies of grief on every level of manifestation. It is deep, it is painful, and it's exhausting. Grief is draining, which is why we avoid it. It's heavy lifting. Managing through your grief is heavy lifting, and it takes courage, courage, courage to go through and manage your grief.
You know, one of the things too that I wanted you to talk about as well was, you know, what it is that you've learned a lot along the way. You know, when we talk about grief, we're not talking about, oh, you know, like I had an experience, I feel a little sad today. You know, we're talking about when grief becomes so embedded in us, literally trapped, you know, we lock it inside of ourselves.
Yes.
And then it really has, it not a ripple effect, almost life is like a tsunami effect. And sometimes we see it and sometimes we don't. What do we do about that?
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes we can see it and sometimes we can't. I've had instances in myself where it wasn't until I worked through the grief of, say, a divorce or something like that, something that's more obvious, to when I started realizing I am grieving things that are comparatively smaller, losses of things that didn't happen the way that I thought they should. A big project at work keeps coming up for me. Okay, I had a project that didn't work out. And I had to recognize that the emotional, the symptoms I was having were grief related. They start in the emotional body. Grief starts in the emotional body, but it then gets tied to our memory. It then gets tied to the mental body. And then it eventually gets trapped in the physical body. And you can have different illnesses or injuries that are caused by energetic beginnings, right? So, I mean, it's well known in the worlds of energy medicine that most causes of illness or disease or distress are actually begin energetically, and then they come down into the physical world and present physically. So it takes working with, you know, certified practitioners who are also that are trained to help you determine the difference between sadness and what is actually grief, and then align the appropriate protocols to help you work through those. Because when we're dealing with heavy grief, we need more help outside of just traditional grief counseling. Grief counseling is fantastic. I've used it. It's wonderful, but we need those additional deeper, peeling back the onion at a deeper layer.
I want to ask you about this, right? What do you think is in the way of us processing? And what I mean by that is, you know, I don't know where you come from or what your background is, but, you know, a large part of what we hear is that we have this suck it up mentality, meaning, you know what, just suck it up and move on, right? You know,
yes.
Don't waste your time. Just get over it. I mean, right? How many times have you heard this?
How many times have you heard it? And how many times have you said to yourself or to someone else, suck it up, buttercup? Right? I mean, and we dismiss, and oftentimes even women are dismissed because we have other skills and gifts, right? And we present differently and we process emotionally a little differently than men do. Or when we are reincarnated in a female body, we process differently than if we're incarnated in a male body for this current lifetime. And I think it is key to stop and slow down and build practices into our everyday life to be able to handle grief and to be able to handle our emotions. Mm-hmm. This can, over time, once you work with a practitioner, this is part of what holistic nurses do. Board certified holistic nurses are trained, and it's part of our core values to teach self-care. Everything that I do in my practice, most everything that I do in my practice, I can teach my clients, and then they can have and acquire their own gemstone pharmacies so they can have this at home, so that they can run through the protocols for themselves and their family members, so that people can be empowered to deal with their emotional pain or their grief in the privacy of their own home and enjoy the benefits and the joy that comes through coming through the other side. You know, once you move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright, there's joy on the other side and life can be amazing. And this can be done at home with the proper training.
You know, let's talk about this because, you know, sometimes, especially when we're in the middle of it, we don't think that there's a way back after a devastating loss. And I say the term devastating loss as something that is very subjective. And what I mean by that is what's devastating to me may not be devastating to you, but it doesn't matter We're talking about what it is for you as an individual, you know, correct, when you're experiencing this. We don't feel like there's a way back, but your experience and the work you do really can point to case after case that there is.
There is. So you said something that I think bears repeating and a little further, is that don't judge ourselves or someone else for what is a devastating loss. It depends on your life experiences, your karmic history, what you were doing moments before this happened to when the situation hit, and where you're going after. So a devastating loss, let go of any definition. It is what you experience it in the moment, and don't let anybody tell you any differently. And then moving from that, part of the reason I find myself and in my practice is that one of the reasons that we delay or we avoid dealing with our grief is that we're afraid if we go down there and we go down that path to start feeling those feelings and doing the work. This is heavy lifting, guys, to do the heavy lifting to process grief. We have to deal with a very real fear that we won't come out of It. I was scared to death to go and face my fear of after a devastating loss because I was afraid I could not come out of it. Yeah. And my spiritual guides sat me down and they really helped me understand how important it is, spiritually important. We have a spiritual responsibility to sit down and handle and process our grief because it helps us spiritually unfold. It creates an entirely new foundation for us to then stand upon, and life takes off after that. We skyrocket in all areas of our life once we've had the courage to go through it.
Yeah. Look, this is so important. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to then have this thing happen, and what should we have in a toolkit? A high power toolkit. When we come back, we're going to share some very personal information about what grief looks like from our perspective. For those of you out there, if you want some help, 1-800-930-2819, we're going to talk about how do you get your life back after devastating loss? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to clear the cache. Yep, one of my favorite things to do. Short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. So look, thanks all of you tuning us in and turning us on. You know, if you want to find out more about Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. And before we talk about something that, you know, both of us, both Jennifer and I, have experienced at different levels, Jennifer, please again tell folks how they can find out more about you, also how they can find out information about how to work with you.
Yeah, thank you. So I warmly invite everyone to head on over to my website. It's burnbrighttoday.com. You can take the free burnout assessment. There's some good blog information, lots of media appearances, articles, lots of solid information. So head on over. I'd love to have you.
Yeah. Okay. Life happens, but sometimes life happens in ways that we don't think, ever think that that could happen to me.
Yes.
Do you have one of those?
I do. I have more than one. And one of the most devastating losses I personally have ever experienced was many years ago. I was married to a man who had been rapidly promoted in the a major corporation in the IT world. And we had the agreement when we got married that I would attend nursing school. And then after nursing school, we would start our family and things like that. And things seemed to be going fairly well until actually when I was in nursing school, things became very uncomfortable for him at how long it was taking. And things started going awry. And this, in the dating period, I felt like Cinderella. I mean, the dating period was incredible. And then we get married, we are transferred into Houston, and I'm in nursing school, and things started going awry. All of the hours, all of the attention that it took. Nursing school is a full-time deal. Anyone who's been through there knows it runs your life, which we were expecting. But he couldn't handle it. And I came home, we'd had a fight, we were not in a good place. And I came home to resolve issues and was shocked when walking in the front door of my own home, I hear another voice in the bedroom, and he was not alone in our bedroom.
Mm.
And in that moment, the bottom fell out of my world. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't speak. My world stopped turning, and he gets up and walks by, and all I could say is, this is all I needed to know. And I was gone. Mm. And I packed what I could carry. I left my entire life behind, everything, the house, the dogs, the boat, the swimming pool, left it all behind, packed what I had, could pack in my car, and at 30 years old, moved into the dorm at nursing school and had a 19-year-old roommate and went on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was devastating. I had a fairy tale dating period, thought I was going to have this amazing, amazing life. And in an instant, the rug was completely pulled out from me and my world stopped turning.
Hmm. Yeah. What did that feel like, Jennifer?
Overwhelming sense of loss, but first and foremost, overwhelming sense of betrayal. That we had an agreement. We had an agreement that through our marriage, I would attend nursing school. And as soon as I was done with nursing school, I would start my full-time job and we would go on and continue to have this amazing life and have a family. So all of my dreams were dashed. But the worst feeling at all of all of those was the betrayal, the purposeful sabotaging of an agreement we had that should have lasted the rest of my life.
You know, it's hard to imagine the depth of the grief from experience like that, unless you've gone through it. But I think, you know, given where we are as a society and how much emphasis is made to having an experience like that, you know, it has really become our worst nightmare. And, you know, part of you sharing that story, first of all, thank you for doing it. And I think there are some times that we don't understand or we don't have a sense that we'll ever get past it. You know the feeling I'm talking about?
Yeah. And for me, my way of survival in that instant was to pack up what I could and move on immediately. I never missed a class. In that set, that semester of school was the only B I had made in nursing school because I couldn't allow myself to slow down and stop. I couldn't even deal with it. I just had to throw myself in. I had to get a job. I had to get massive school loans. I mean, I went into survival mode. And that survival mode lasted for decades because I wasn't in a place where I could pause and go back in that moment and deal with the grief and the betrayal of what had happened. So I don't know if you've experienced this or not. Have you experienced this?
Oh, yeah.
Just had to go on. And then years later, it's like you get an invoice. You get an invoice that's got to be paid. And it's marked grief. It's marked unresolved grief and due. Payment is due immediately. You must resolve this grief to move on with your life. Or it's time to move on to the next level of your life. And you can't do it until you pay the invoice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what we're talking about. But one of the things that you do is you work with people on how to clear the cache.
Cache,
what we're talking about is like a computer has stored up memories, right? You know, they have things about what the history is, what page you looked at, you know, what file you accessed, what did you send here, what did you send there? And our computers clear that up. And if we don't clear that accumulation of visitations or history, our computers don't work and they might even crash. Tell us about what those next steps look like for you.
Yeah, so this is how it kind of came down for me. And I'll use the analogy of getting that unpaid invoice because that's exactly what it was like. I had created a protocol that combines different modalities that I use, not just gemstone and diamond therapy, but also neuro-linguistic programming. But we'll talk about it from the gem perspective today because I created what I know as a spiritual exercise. Some people will experience this and invite in their spiritual guides. Some people may be more comfortable doing it more as a meditation. However it is, there's a way for you to adapt it for you. But this is how it went for me. I had to schedule an entire week off of my calendar. And I had to take 3 days completely alone, 100% privacy in my own home. I didn't even tell anybody, by the way. Don't recommend that. You probably should let people know that you're going to be out of your office. And I didn't even turn on the internet, no Wi-Fi, never turned on my phone. And I sat down in my favorite chair and I created a space where I could clear the cache. And I personally put up photographs of my spiritual guide and my inner masters and my teachers that I work very closely with this. You can use whoever that is for you. And I got a large notebook and I began what I know as a spiritual exercise, okay, in contemplation. I began having a one-on-one, extremely private, very intimate discussion with my spiritual guides, where I wrote down in a notebook every single pain I'd ever had. I titled it, I Feel, and I wrote every emotion I was experiencing, and I talked it over with them. And I cleared the cache by writing it out. I was putting everything on the table so it could be examined and reviewed and processed, and those emotions could be felt so that they could be lifted. And there came a time at the end, on day three, I sat in this chair for 3 days with the exception of eating, bathing, and sleeping. And they kind of let me know when it was time to get up and take a break. I did not even go out to get the mail. And during this time, at the end, when it was ready, when enough of the cache had been cleared, it was time to pull those emotions out of the physical tissue because my chest had been hurting. I've been carrying it in my chest. And what I used is this tool that I use in my Gemstone Pharmacy, and you can have it too. This is an affordable tool. You can find it on my website. We'll talk about that. It's called Rose Quartz Red Spinel. And this is very, very high therapeutic value. You don't want to use just any rose quartz. You'll want to use something very high value, high therapeutic value. And basically what I do is I bunched it up in my hand, connected with it energetically, held it to right up to my physical body. And every emotion that I had as I was talking to my spiritual guide, every time I was feeling an emotion, I was just rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it. And what rose quartz and red spinel do, you're probably familiar with rose quartz. It's been used in rosaries for eons. It helps pull and remove emotions that have been stuck in physical tissue in the emotional body. And red spinel helps you have an uplifting. It's the symbiote that helps pull it up as well. They work together and it's important you use both. And by rubbing it over and over and over in whatever pattern came up at the time, feeling those emotions, releasing those emotions, acknowledging those emotions from those painful events, the tool pulled it out of my physical tissue and out of the emotional body. And then of course had to be cleaned and cleared and rejuvenated and then worn for many days afterwards. This protocol, I call it a protocol of clearing the cache, is life changing. And anyone who can watch this video or call with questions or email me, you can have this in your own home. You can process your grief in the privacy of your own home. And you can have one of these for your entire family. And with proper care, they last a lifetime. This can empower you and your family members to really help resolve and remove the grief from your emotional basket case. Because I can tell you, it helped me move through that burning out phase into the light of burning bright and into having joy in my life. And it was extremely important that I go through this. So I don't know, Dr. Pat, have you ever worked with rose quartz or red?
Oh, yeah.
Worked with anything like this?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it took me a while, you know, certainly doing this show and interviewing so many people and really having to educate myself. I really consider myself a student at so much. That's why I'm so thrilled by listening to you talk about this. You know, there are things that we learn sometimes intuitively, or we can learn them from you. And I think what you're talking about is something that I learned later on in life. You know, when you're carrying so much on you, so much with you, so much in you, you really look for fabulous ways that other people have used to untrap what's been trapped. And the other thing that I think is important for you to talk about too is grief does not have a timeline. So I just want to be clear about what I'm saying. And maybe Jennifer, you can jump in. Correct. What I mean by that is you could have something happen to you at age 3, right? Or age 5, or age 10, or age 20, or age 60, or age 80. There is no like, oh, I'm grief. I'm just going to work with you over here in this age group category. And getting underneath at it, I think in my case, I needed to get help. I didn't even know what I didn't know about this.
Right.
And you could tell when you're zooming in on it because you could feel it in every part of your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, your point is so valid, and which is why, yes, the protocol of clearing the cache can be done at home and should be done at home. But you're right. True grief manifests itself and gets trapped and has to be cleared from what we know in gemstone and diamond therapy as every level of manifestation. So when you're truly dealing with something serious in your life, okay, I highly recommend working with a certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner because we are trained and there are protocols to help you deal with grief at every level of manifestation. The physical body, the super physical body, the emotional body, the causal body, the intuitive body, each level that the subatomic, the atomic, the molecular, the tissue, the cellular level, the organ level, at our systems level, and at the whole being level, all of those levels of manifestations have to be cleared of these emotions and these pains and these emotional frequencies. And not just cleared, but to truly heal, we've then got to have received the nourishment that we need, the correct frequencies, the light and the sound, and the correct healing frequencies from the gemstones and the diamonds so that we can have what we need to heal and move forward, which is one of the benefits of working with a certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioners. We have extensive pharmacies. My pharmacy is very unique. It is extremely high-end. It's the highest grade therapeutic value that I'm aware of that you can even find today. And there's a reason that I invested that way, because these are the clients who come to see me are the people who need the highest end tools available, because we're dealing with some heavy stuff here, right?
Yeah.
But it takes so much more than that counseling. And we've got to have it through our entire being, because it's not just the emotional body. Our entire being needs care.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too is we don't give grief the kind of showtime it deserves.
Yes.
You know, because of, if we go back to what you and I were talking about before, most folks want to tell you to stuff it, roll over it, you name it. And we are just not made for that. We're not made for stuffing things, right?
Correct.
We're just not made in that way. And yet, because of societal, external, environmental scenarios, we are told to really shove it down and don't take care of it. Now, we're not saying, I'm not saying, and I don't think you are either, Jennifer, we're not saying, you know, take that grief and act out with it. That's
correct.
Not what we're saying.
Don't do that.
Right. Don't want to do that.
Not
yeah.
healthy.
Yeah. Don't go on the Facebook
create
and the Twitter
karma.
And
man,
the,
no.
yeah, it's an inside job, right?
Yes, it's an inside job.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Right. And that's really what we're talking about today, is getting yourself some help. Get that inside help.
Yeah. Well, we have a spiritual responsibility to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a self-discipline, and we have a responsibility to access the resources that are now available to help heal ourselves so that we can work at our highest and best every moment across the day. Because you're exactly right. Going through grief is not a license to treat people poorly or to act out. Don't do it. Don't go there. It is not worth the trouble. You're going to create way more karma for yourself than is ever necessary. But now, there are practitioners available. There are resources and tools for you to have to help you heal it and release it, which is an entirely different order than acting out with friends and family in the workplace.
Yeah. And let's just talk about this. I mean, the other thing is acting out, and then there's acting in. And I want to talk about acting in. Mm-hmm. Acting in is very different than going within and getting connected to a strong spiritual path. Acting in is, instead of acting out where you're lashing in the outside, we also lash inside at ourselves. Yes. We hurt. Neither one of those, lashing out or lashing in, no, that's not the formula to clear the cache.
Absolutely. I have seen, I've experienced personally, and I have seen this, that what damage we do to ourselves by lashing in, because every thought, every word, and every action carries a vibrational frequency. It is real. Every word that we say to somebody else, every word that we say to ourselves is real. And every thought is energy. It's real. Everything we think about somebody else and what we think about ourselves is either life-giving or life-taking, and it's damaging. So you're exactly right. Lashing in is the most heinous crimes ever committed are those that we commit against ourselves. And I talk about it actually in my book. I devoted a chapter to it.
Wow. You know, mm-hmm. This, for me, I want to jump to the end game here. I know we got a couple of minutes left. The mm-hmm. end game is transferring grief into joy. Yes. I got to tell you, you and I are living examples of not only that being possible, but our entire life changes for the better.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I don't think if I didn't go through some of the grief I went through, I don't think I'd be passionate about what I'm doing in the world, why I'm doing it, how quickly I want to do it. I don't think I would be where I am today.
Oh, you're exactly right. Because what grief does, if we think of our emotional body as a foundation, the foundation of our home, it's nice and firm. But what happened is grief comes along and that foundation crumbles because there's no longer... life will not be the way it was before. It can't. So what we have to do is do the inner and the outer work to build an entirely new foundation with an entirely new toolkit of fresh and healthy and more mature emotions. And when we get that stronger emotional foundation, we are now standing higher. And to see further, we must stand higher. And when we come through that grief and we are now standing on a higher foundation, then we can see joy.
Mm-hmm.
We find our passion, we get on our life's purpose. And when we are aligned with our passion and our purpose and what we are here to do in this incarnation, because nobody's getting out of this ascension thing, okay? All of us have to do what we came here to do, or we're gonna know about it, right? When we're on our passion and we're on our purpose, we experience joy because soul is joyful. In our natural native state of our spirituality, we are joyful, but we have to break our old foundations, create a new one to be able to stand up there and to experience it and to live it.
Mm. Oh man, Jennifer Marcinelli. Jennifer, one last question. Personal message, and how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, come on over to my website. You can find me across almost any social media platform at Burn Bright Today. But the easiest way to get to me is go to the website, burnbrighttoday.com. Interact with me on social media. Pop me an email. Have a conversation with me. I really want to hear what you're dealing with, what information you'd like to have, what you'd like to know about, and what other shows you'd like to have. We've got a lot of information coming up, and I'm here for you. I do this for you. So please give me input and let me know what's working, what's not, and what you want to hear about.
I love it. Jennifer Marcinelli, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.